An international big mountain ski and snowboard competition lands in Haines next week. And Alaska musher Libby Riddles talks about her feline connection to Haines. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Around 100 people will descend on Haines next week for the Freeride World Tour's second ever Alaska stop. Dozens of top skiers and snowboarders and their accompanying safety and media crew will set up shop and wait for the right weather conditions to take on the Haines backcountry slopes. The 2016 Freeride has held events so far in Andorra, France, and Austria. Some of the best alpine athletes from around the world take on backcountry mountain faces and are scored based on the skill and speed of their runs. Now, the 33 athletes with the best scores in those events are coming to Haines, the final stop before the championship face-off in Verbier, Switzerland. Tom Winter is a spokesperson for Freeride.
Well, I think everyone's incredibly, incredibly excited to come to Haines. The hospitality in 2015 was phenomenal. I know that people felt that they hadn't experienced really anything quite like it.
Last year, the competition held its Alaska debut in Haines. Organizers partnered with local heliski company Southeast Alaska Backcountry Adventures to helicopter the dozens of competitors and crew into the mountains. Athletes said competing in the Alaska backcountry was a dream. Here's Swedish skier and 2012 champion Reina Barkered.
I think it's every skier's dream to once at least come here and ride these incredible mountains.
There were multiple weather delays that held off the Haines competition until the very last minute. It finally took place on March 23rd.
This is one for the history books. First time Alaska Haines Freeride World Tour. Unbelievable efforts have been taken to make this happen.
Although the remoteness of Haines makes the event here especially expensive, organizers decided to come back. The competition is scheduled to take place between March 17th and 25th, depending on weather. It will be streamed live on the Freeride website. Winter says they haven't yet chosen the venue, but he hopes it will be one that's visible from town.
So it'd be nice to be able to have it a little closer to the community so the community could become a little more involved. It was great being there last year, but there was some challenges with having spectator access and some other things. And so if we can have something a little closer to the town, I think that would be a real win-win.
The athletes and organizers are scheduled to start arriving in Haines next week. There will be a welcome reception for the free riders at the Sheldon Museum on Wednesday from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. On Saturday, the public is invited to test the waters at the Haines Pool during the Splash-O-Rama. It's a free event aimed to boost support for the aging facility. Swimmers old and young, experienced or not, are encouraged to attend for a lesson, a relaxing dip, or even just a free snack. KHNS's Jillian Rogers has the details.
The pool in Haines is 34 years old and, over the years, has served many useful purposes. It's taught youngsters their first strokes, offered a training ground for the local swim team, and is a welcome reprieve from wintry days. The event on Saturday is hosted by Friends of the Pool, the Haynesboro, and the Haines Dolphins swim team, and starts at 10 a.m. with a fun meet. Dolphins coach Lauren Rutland says the meet in the morning is definitely not competitive.
The first thing being the fun swim meet, it's going to have events like t-shirt relays and noodle races and stuff. It's not competitive swim events, it's for everybody. There's going to be a parent-child race where the parents race against their children, so definitely encourage the parents to come. And that's going to run until about noon.
After that is an hour of free swim before lessons start at 1 p.m. Lessons are divided into kids and adult groups. Even those who swim often or competitively can get tips on form and technique.
So people who are either uncomfortable in the water and need some help or just want some tips for triathlon or whatever, any skill range. We're going to have sign-ups for that starting at 10.
After the lessons, it's more free swim until 4. Rutland says trying to garner support in users isn't just about fun. Learning how to swim and taking part in water safety courses should be a priority for everyone, especially in a coastal fishing town, she says.
I think it's extremely important. I don't understand how people can grow up not knowing how to swim. Like, everybody learns how to ride a bike. That's not a life skill. That's a perk. I don't think not teaching your kids how to swim is a good idea. Like, that's just asking for trouble, especially here.
Tom Morfitt is one of the founders of Friends of the Pool. The 15-member group got off the ground this fall with the goal of supporting the facility by drumming up support and facilitating repairs. The pool has an aluminum hull, possibly the last of its kind in the state, and so it requires more regular maintenance than the newer models.
The pool has been targeted to a certain extent for cuts in the past, and we are there to show that there's support for the pool in the community and to remind people of all the things that the pool does for the community.
Morfitt says they want to continue this free celebration every year around the pool's birthday, which falls during the last week of April.
And so it's a day of free activities at the pool. We're going to start with honoring people in our community who have saved lives through swimming. The reason this pool was built was to save lives, and it's doing that. It is doing that function, and that's why we want to start with the recognition of lifesavers.
The festivities start at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
The Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race is nearing the end of its first week, with the winner still anybody's guess. Racers are coming off their mandatory 24-hour rests, and strategies are emerging as they near the halfway point. The first woman to win the race, Libby Riddles, celebrated 31 years since her historic victory. She came through Haines a while back and talked to Jillian Rogers about dogs and cats.
Joe Cat pretty much rules the roost at Riddles' home east of Homer. He's a cat in a dog's world that Riddles adopted from the Haines Animal Rescue Kennel about a year ago. Riddles saw Chilcat on the web and
I thought he had a confident-looking tail.
For the last 15 years, Riddles has been working for Princess Cruises in Juneau. She boards the ships each day throughout the summer and gives a rousing presentation on all things Iditarod and mushing. She usually brings one of her huskies on board that she hauls from Homer to Juneau each summer. She also brings Chilcat, and together three dogs and a cat ride in the old Dodge truck that she collected for winning the race back in 85.
I figured I've done pretty close to 1,800 talks in the last 15 years, and I'm still having fun, so it's almost scary.
Each season is different, she says, and this most recent summer was a good one for her. At her show, she sells dog mushing DVDs and her books. She's written one about that fateful race that catapulted her to fame, as well as two children's books. One of the children's books is about a sassy old cat named Danger. As to whether Chilcat will get his own manuscript, well, that remains to be seen.
He's this big Norwegian forest cat that had been left abandoned in an apartment when somebody moved out of here in Haines, so it was nice to be able to rescue him.
Riddle still has around 25 sled dogs and runs them all winter, though she hasn't raced in years. But she still makes it to Anchorage and Willow for the race start and to Nome to greet mushers as they finish their 1,000-mile journey. She works with the TV stations in Anchorage doing commentary during the race. And after three decades, Riddle still gets frequent requests for keynote speeches or motivational talks from people and organizations across the country.
Pretty neat to still stay involved in the Iditarod, even though I'm not racing. You know, I love seeing all the new racers come out every year and how much faster they go every year and crazier it gets. So, yeah, it's neat to just still be part of it.
If you don't already know the story of Riddle's harrowing 85 run, the gist is that she braved a storm when no one else would and secured a place in dog driving history. During that race, Riddle's was leapfrogging with the front runners until she made it to Shaktulik, a village on the Bering Sea coast. A nasty storm was pummeling the shoreline, but Riddle's decided that it was her shot, so she took off out onto the sea ice in a raging blizzard. She ended up having to hunker down in her sled for 12 hours during the night. But no one caught up to her, and she continued on all the way to Nome, nabbing the victory. She won the race in 18 days, 20 minutes, and 17 seconds, and was also presented with the Humanitarian Award for Excellence in Dog Care.
Up in Nome, after I won the race, and one of those tabloid magazines called, and they're like, "We need a picture of you wearing a dress in your dog yard." And, oh, my friends and I just cracked up so bad over that one.
Did you do it?
Oh, heck no.
Now Riddles is back at home. She opted to skip the trip to Nome this year and is getting ready to fly to Hawaii for a stint of relaxation before her summer season. After that, she says she'll pack up and get ready to come back Southeast way, with dogs, Dodge, and Chilcat, of course. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.